Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Enrique Wilson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pete Chowrek. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Chowrek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Lewis reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fryman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Fryman. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Fryman steals third. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sexson strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Enrique Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Justice for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Schaurek covering, for the out. One out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexson takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Sexson moves to second. Enrique Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sexson moves to third. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. Justice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Justice reaches second base with a double. Derek Lowe now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Justice moves to third. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fryman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra is walked intentionally. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Valentin trying to get to home. Justice throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Valentin, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Garcia Parra moves to third. Two outs. Jim Poole now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin bunts towards first. Sexson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Hatberg moves to second. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Reed now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Joey Cora pinch hits for Enrique Wilson. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Lofton steals third. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Justice reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Valentin strikes out. One out. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Paul Shuey now pitching. Donnie Sadler pinch runs for Mo Vaughn. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadler moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Damon Buford pinch runs for Mike Stanley. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Benjamin now playing first base. Donnie Sadler now playing second base. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sexson takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Mike Benjamin. Mitra Cummings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bragg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.